Girl Crush Radio with Mel D and Claire Murphy.
In this edition of Girl Crush Radio, the topic's a little bit close to home today. In fact, it's affected one of the team members from Girl Crush Radio, who's in the studio with me right now, Mel D.
Hello. Good.
Now, let's talk through what you're going through right now, lady. You had some issues, some pain issues that's led you to a diagnosis, which is not real flash.
It's pretty shocking, actually, and it's life-changing. For those of you who know, I had a hysterectomy this time last year, hoping that was going to be the end of it, but it looks
like... They had found some cancerous cells within your uterus. Yes.
And it was only from a pap smear, like a lot of girls get. And, you know, a lot of women go on to have a hysterectomy, and I thought, great, that's going to solve the problem, all done and dusted. But it looks like they've found cancer in my bowel, or my lower bowel, now. So that's fairly serious, and it's quite daunting, actually. I'm still going through tests to find out exactly what I'm dealing with. But as those of who have suffered cancer before know, any medical problem, actually, you don't plan for this. And maybe we should, but you don't want to. And if you're in just like a normal job, you have this financial burden on top of it that just makes it so much worse. So I guess, you know, as a family, we're dealing with the diagnosis and the unknown, but we've also got this, wow, what are we going to do sort of thing.
Now, this isn't, you talked about the uterine cancer, but this isn't the first time you've dealt with cancer.
No.
What happened the first time?
When I was pregnant with my youngest, he was born in 2000. I wasn't very well during that pregnancy, and it was discovered that I had a liver tumour. So luckily that was one of those self-contained great tumours that you can cut out, and I didn't need any chemo or anything. So although it was difficult to go through with a newborn, I waited until he was born and I was able to, which is awesome. It was pretty tough having a newborn and having, you know, half my liver removed. But great story, great, you know, great outcome, and went on and didn't get anything until last year, which was the pap smear results, really. You know, and that wasn't devastating. It was just something I knew I had to do. This is a little bit different.
So let's talk about this time around.
Yeah.
So you thought perhaps that the pain you were suffering was related to the hysterectomy because you had some complications at the end of that surgery. So talk us through what happened at the end of the hysterectomy.
At the end, so 4 hours into my hysterectomy, they unfortunately cut my utera, which is the little thing that goes from the kidney to the bladder, and they caused my bladder to get quite a large hole in it. So a four-hour surgery turned into an eight-hour surgery, which required me to wear a bag afterwards and then a stent in my bladder for 6 weeks and have bladder surgery, which wasn't very nice. But these things happen. So, yeah, that was already, like, that's already blown out. My holidays for the last couple of years have been in hospital pretty
much. You've used up all your sick leave and your annual leave on all of this, haven't you?
Exactly. So, don't have any of that. So, we're looking at time off without pay sort of situation. Or, you know, luckily I've accumulated a little bit, but probably not enough.
It's something that we don't really talk about. I mean, income insurance is something you see regularly advertised now, which is not something that people really considered too much a few years ago. And so there's not a lot of people with income insurance now. And when you think about a diagnosis like this, my first reaction is, oh God, oh shit, how am I going to afford to live if I can't come to work? And if I don't have my sick pay to back me up and I don't have annual leave, I'm lucky that my partner works aside, so he's earning money as well. So is yours. But yours works in the same business as what we do, which makes it a little bit more difficult. Plus, you need that partner to be there for you. So he's also used up his sick leave and his annual leave supporting you.
It's
so
tough.
There's the two of you facing some issues right now, not just the fact that you've had this diagnosis and you do have to now go and find out exactly what you're facing because you don't know the full extent of it
yet.
But let's talk through the potentials then. We don't want to, you know, go down a dark road here, but let's talk about the potential, what you could be facing in the next few months.
So at the moment, I'll know more tomorrow, actually. It's looking like I'll have surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, one of the three, all of the three, two of the three, there's a combination of. It all depends on the type of cancer and what stage it's at. And I've had tests to find out whether or not it's anywhere else in my body. So that's something else that's being considered at the moment. So all of that is going to be discussed and then a plan is going to be put into play. But, you know, obviously there's going to be some time away from work. Mm. And, yeah, and like, you know, you mentioned before about income protection insurance. When you earn a normal wage, that is something that's extra that you just, damn it, you don't consider it, or you do consider it and you think, look, I've got health insurance, which is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So can you afford both? Like, do you just spend all of your income on just in cases? When things like this happen, you wish you had.
Exactly. It's like pet insurance. You love your pets. And when you do end up taking them to the vet, they cost you an arm and a leg.
Exactly.
But at the time, that extra $20, $30 a week, it's just, you've got to factor that into a budget that you might not be able to stretch that to. You have a teenage son still living at home.
School
you have a mortgage. You have school fees. You've got so much to reliant on this job to get you through. So what we're looking at is how do you make some money quickly in order to cover medical expenses and your time off work?
Yeah.
And what was the one thing that you knew would potentially bring in some dollars?
Well, this I know happens to so many people, and I'm no different to anyone else that's had this happen to them in their life. And I just thought, what have I got that I can sell potentially to offset some of these medical bills? And I've got a beautiful wedding dress that Chris and I have been married for 4 years, so we're newlyweds. It is the most beautiful wedding dress that I just adore it.
It's a designer dress too.
Yeah, it's custom made by Liza Emanuel, so it's absolutely beautiful. And I thought, well, perhaps I should sell that as much as I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I should sell that because if I can get anything for it, that's going to help. Anything's going to help.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's what I will try and do. Yeah, it's an interesting story, this wedding dress, because it was a dress that I designed with my mother-in-law. Like, her and I talked about it a lot. And unfortunately, she never got to see me in it because just before we got married on the 9th of March, we discovered that she had leukemia, so cancer, and she was given 2 weeks to live. And so she didn't even make it to our wedding. So she never got to see me in it. So this dress is really kind of special to our family, and it's got a cancer journey, not just mine, but hers as well, unfortunately. Yeah, she never even saw it. It was in pieces when we discovered that she was going to pass away, and what we ended up doing was getting married in front of her in her hospital room, but it wasn't with that dress.
It wasn't that dress.
That dress was in pieces still at Liza's, you know, salon and or boutique, and so I just bought something off the rack to wear in front of her up in Queensland. So, yeah.
So it's already had quite an emotional journey up until this point. Now you're hoping that it might just fall into the hands of somebody who knows what it's worth and who'll be able to help you guys out through this really tough time.
You'd be good.
What message are you putting out there for the people who might consider helping you out and buying this dress? Just tell them what it means to you to have it go to a home that will appreciate exactly just how much love has gone into that dress and what it would mean for you guys to just take that pressure off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it took Chris and I over 40 years to find each other. So, and we are soulmates and we're very happily married. So the dress is a dress about love and a beautiful marriage and a lovely soulmate relationship. So it's got that for sure. And, you know, I designed it with Liza, so it's my taste, I guess, but it's one of those beautiful dresses that it would adapt to any location. You could wear it with no shoes and flowers in your hair. It's vintage, got vintage lace. You could dress it up and wear silver shoes and diamonds because it's got beautiful Schwarzkopf. Is that how you say it? No, Schwarzkopf crystals all down the back of it.
Schwarzkopf is who did your hair?
That's it. Yeah. Wrong one, Mel. Typical me. It's just beautiful and, you know, I put a lot of love into this dress because I wanted it to really wow Chris when we got married, and it did. He loves it.
To say it too, you are a lady with some boobs.
I got boobs.
And a bit of booty.
Yeah.
And so
I'm size 16, babe.
It has got room to maneuver too. So if you're listening to this right now and you're looking for the perfect wedding dress, know that this could be tailored to you.
Mm.
It's got a lot of
absolutely
options attached to it.
It's been cleaned as well, so you don't have to worry. It's like new, really. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I loved about it is it's got sleeves and they sort of like come down on a diagonal. So this beautiful vintage lace sleeve. So I know a lot lot of ladies, you know, don't like showing their arms.
Bingo wings.
Yeah, you get to that stage.
Flapping my wings, babe.
Right. So I'm 47. So I was in my 40s when I wore this dress. Mm. So this would work on anyone of any age, really. Yep. But if you are feeling like, I want something to look beautiful but to hide a few things and to accent a few things, this is the dress. That's how it was designed.
This dress could help. It could help a lot.
Yeah.
And not just you guys. We were talking about ways that we could potentially not just help you but help others in your situation. Bowel cancer is something it's not something that's easily picked up on a blood test or anything. We don't have a pap smear regime for something like bowel cancer. So it's something that's not as easily picked up. When it is, we know one of our colleagues here has suffered from bowel cancer himself.
Yep.
He was very lucky. It was caught early. They do what they call a cut and shut. So they pull out, he said, what was it, how many metres?
80.
18 or 80.
80 centimetres or
centimetres
something.
Centimetres of bowel, and they can close it up and you can go on happily ever after and not have to worry about it.
Mm.
In your circumstances, we don't know if that's the case. It could be. That's
simple.
It's in
a different spot, so I don't really know. Yeah, it's unfortunate that you don't get a bowel screening test until you're in your 50s, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous.
So you're not even there yet.
I'm 47. So, you know, you don't expect that at my age. I'm very healthy. Like, I look after myself. So
You don't even eat sugar.
I don't.
It's so unfair.
No.
You don't eat preservatives. You don't eat sugar. You look after yourself. You drink herbal tea, goddammit. It is so bloody unfair. And you're just such a bloody good human on top of that. This is, like, so unfair. Why can't awful people end up with things like this? Like, not that I would wish it on anybody.
No.
I'm not that kind of person. But you do, we've been talking about it and you tell me you have good moments and you have bad moments and you're scared and you're worried. And then at the other flip side of the coin, you tell me you've already lost 3 kilos. Yay for a little bit of weight loss on top of that. Trying to look for silver linings in all of this, which is what I love about you the most, is you're the most positive human I know. And you're always pushing the people around you to be positive too, which is such a beautiful thing to a gift to give to people. So we're hoping that this gift, your positivity, is rubbed off on us. We're hoping this gift is that we find someone who knows exactly what you're going through, who is looking for this perfect wedding dress and can help us out. So we'll keep you posted. We'll see where we go from here. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens and hopefully we can help you out and maybe help others out who are suffering in a similar situation that you are right now.
That's what I'd like to do. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe we could auction it. I don't know how we're going to do it. But if there is, I mean, cover my bills, that would be great.
Yep.
That would be wonderful for my family, for my children in particular, mm-hmm. and my husband. But to then to be able to donate some money towards cancer research bowel cancer research, or to help someone else that's going through this and to pay their bills.
Absolutely.
That'd be great too.
We could pay it forward here, guys.
I'd love to do that.
Mel, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
This is not an easy time for you, so thank you for being honest about it. And you've made it very clear that there's nothing secret here.
No.
You're happy to talk about it and let people know and be out and not keep anything under wraps. So
yeah, I think the one thing I want to say too is I know that there are other people going through this right now, and bowel cancer in itself is a bit embarrassing. The topic's embarrassing.
Yeah, because you don't want to talk about your bum.
You don't.
And you don't want to talk about rectums.
No.
You don't want to talk about poo. Like, it's all involved.
Horrible.
And it sucks, but geez, you've got to talk about it.
Exactly. And then to say that, you know, financially you're struggling as well, that's a double embarrassment.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It's shameful to say
really
I can't afford to pay my bills.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
All right. Shame stops here.
Correct.
Right now, today, shame stops here. We're going to talk about it and we're going to make sure that we can help each other out and we're going to put the feelers out and see what we can achieve, not just for you, my friend, but for anybody else who's in this same situation.
I love
that. Let's see what we can do. Okay. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks, Claire. 'Cause that's
what Thanks for listening to Girl Crush Radio. For more great chats like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Girl Crush with a K Radio.